This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Deborah Amos, in for Renee Montaigne.
I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. People offering advice on Iraq include a man who's been relieved of duty. Donald Rumsfeld resigned as defense secretary, but not before writing a memo on the war in Iraq. It suggests lowering expectations for success. Rumsfeld's memo appeared in the New York Times days before an independent commission releases its recommendations. And all this advice is ultimately directed at the commander-in-chief. So we go next to NPR White House correspondent David Green. He's tracking what is being said by the president and by the officials who surround him.
When President Bush was in Amman, Jordan a few days ago, he was still talking tough about Iraq. While the president has dropped the phrase, stay the course, his latest terms didn't sound all that different.
I know there's a lot of speculation that these reports in Washington mean there's going to be some kind of graceful exit out of Iraq. We're going to stay in Iraq to get the job done, so long as the government wants us there.
But if the president talks of digging in, others in the Bush administration are signaling it's time for a big shift in strategy. In his memo that surfaced over the weekend, outgoing Defense Secretary Rumsfeld suggested the U.S. might pull some of its troops out of Iraq. That, Rumsfeld said, would send a message to Iraqis that they have to pull up their socks, step up, and take responsibility for their country. Splashed across the Sunday morning papers, the Rumsfeld memo was quite a challenge for the president's national security adviser, Stephen Hadley, who appeared on ABC's news program this week. Hadley said the memo did not mean Rumsfeld and the president were at odds.
So the president agrees a major adjustment is necessary.
He said that. He has said publicly what Secretary Rumsfeld said, that things are not proceeding well enough or fast enough in Iraq. We have to make some changes. We need a new way forward in Iraq, and that's what this policy review is all about.
Hadley himself has had a sensitive memo leaked in recent days. In it, he too suggested changes in U.S. policy, and he criticized the leadership of Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. That's why Hadley was making the rounds of the morning news shows yesterday. NBC's Tim Russert wanted to know why President Bush was out praising the Prime Minister last week when Hadley had questioned his basic knowledge of events in Iraq earlier in the month.
So in 2 weeks, Mr. Maliki is no longer ignorant and is now capable and the right guy.
He needs to get better information. We've talked about that. He understands that. He needs to perform better. His government needs to perform better. If you listen to Prime Minister Maliki, that's what he says.
When a White House official like the National Security Advisor appears on several Sunday morning news programs, it's usually a sign the White House has a signal it wants to send. And right now, that message seems to be that the White House has already weighed the various options the Iraq Study Group is expected to propose later this week. If that's true, some Democrats say the president's team is coming to terms with the realities in Iraq too late. Here's Democratic Senator Joe Biden of Delaware on Fox News Sunday.
Well, there was a clear disconnect between what the administration's been saying the last year and what's been going on the ground. And the Rumsfeld memo makes it quite clear that one of the greatest concerns is the political fallout from changing course here in the United States politically and how to deal with that. But the bottom line is there is no one, including the former secretary, who thought the policy the president continues to pursue makes any sense.
On that same program, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina agreed that the president's policy isn't working. But Graham's policy prescription was not to bring U.S. troops home.
I'd rather be divided as a nation to win than united and lose. This is, to me, the central battlefront on the war on terror. We need more troops, not less. The Iraqi people need some breathing space from this violence. We've screwed this war up in many ways. You can't have a democracy with this level of violence. When you have a high crime area, Chris, you don't send less police, you send more. We need more troops in Iraq in the short term anyway.
In the immediate short term, President Bush is sitting down at the White House today with a leading Shiite cleric who heads the biggest bloc in Iraq's parliament. The presence of Abdul Aziz al-Hakim in the Oval Office is one more sign that the president, while remaining firm and resolute, is looking for new friends and new ideas in Iraq. David Green, NPR News, Washington.